Number one rock station, Roger and JP, 647, Double Shot Thursday. First one from GNR. All right, I've got the dead guy in the envelope. Here we go. Your first clues. There's a celebrity who I have on the paper in the envelope. You got to figure out who this guy is. Give us some yes or no questions at 955-WBAB and make your way to figuring out who this American athlete and coach was, who you also know from the movies. American athlete and coach you also know from the movies. 955-WBAB.
Was his sports career bigger than his acting career?
Yes, correct.
Do we know him from the movies because he was acting in them?
Yes. Good luck, 955-WBAB. It's Dead Guy in the Envelope on 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station, Roger JP. Day two from Guns N' Roses 651. Roger and JP, sunny and 88 today. It's going to be nice. If you're just joining us, we're just starting off Dead Guy in the Envelope. Want to play along? 955-WBAB is the phone number. I've got the dead guy's name on a paper in the envelope. You got to figure him out. Here's your clues. He was an American athlete and coach, and you also know him from acting in the movies. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Yeah, is it Coach from Coach?
No, sorry, no.
Coach
from not Coach from Coach. Hi, BAB, dead guy, go.
Billy Martin.
No, sorry.
All right, thank you.
I don't remember him acting in any movies, though. That's the only thing. Hi, BAB, dead guy.
Bobby Smith.
No, nope, sorry.
He didn't coach, did he?
Not that I remember. Hi, BAB.
Yeah, was he a football player?
He was not a football player, no. Hi, dead guy, you're on the air.
Hey, Roger, how about, was he a hockey coach?
He was not a hockey coach, no.
All right, then.
So can I assume that he's involved with baseball?
He is not.
Wow.
955-WBAB. See if you guys can figure out who the dead guy in the envelope is coming next.
Was he... did he play basketball?
Yes, he did.
All right. Well, that was the last of the four majors.
Yeah.
He's a player. He was a coach.
Good question.
Acted in movies.
Good question there, Captain Obvious.
Yeah, I got it. I got the answer.
Do you?
Sharp. 653. Get more of your guesses next for Dead Guy in the Envelope.
Write it down and hold it up. I'm dying to know if you're right.
Here's Ted Linder with the roads.
Right now into the
657, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. I've got the dead guy in the envelope. You got to figure him out. Here are your clues. American athlete and coach. Also know him from acting in the movies. Good morning, BAB. You got a guess? Go ahead.
Is it by any chance the guy from the White Shadow?
No, this guy was a professional athlete and coach.
I wasn't sure, but it just seemed like it was the right fit.
Oh, I see. Yeah, but this guy was in movies, not on a TV show.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Did he ever coach a player named Salami?
He never coached a player named Salami.
Is he a white guy?
He is not a white guy.
Ooh.
Nope.
Oh.
What's up?
What's up, diversity?
Good, snaps.
Good luck. See if you can figure out who the dead guy is. 955-WBAB.
Is this your first black dead guy ever?
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger JP.
One of two?
What do you mean?
I mean you're racist. That's what I mean.
That's ridiculous.
If you really want to know what I'm getting at.
Don't listen to him.
You are a racist.
Just know this. It's Double Shot Thursday on BAB.
So now they got guns because they're black, right? That's what it is?
702, Double Shot Thursday. First one from Aerosmith. We've got a guy on the line who'd like to guess the dead guy in the envelope. Thinks he's got it. Black athlete and coach. Also know him from the movies. He was a basketball player. 955-WBAB. What's your guess? Go ahead.
Yeah, was it Bill Russell?
It was not Bill Russell. No, sir. Sorry. Oh, and we know him from the movies, not TV, by the way.
Was he in The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh?
He was not in The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh.
Classic.
One of those cult classics. 955-WBAB if you'd like to ask a question. Get closer, see if you can figure out who the dead guy is. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP on Double Shot Thursday. Station, Roger and JP, 706, Double Shot Thursday, 2 from Aerosmith. Sunny and 88 today. All right, 955-WBAB is the number for dead guy in the envelope. I've got the dead guy's name in the envelope. You're trying to figure out who he is. Your clues. Black athlete slash coach, American guy. Also, you know him from the movies. He acted in the movies. Not that there were movies about him. He actually acted in the movies. He did not act on TV.
We did get that he's basketball.
Basketball, yep. Four different teams.
Did he play in the ABA?
And coached a separate one from that.
Did he play in the ABA?
Let me check. I'm not sure. Definitely NBA. I think he coached the ABA. I'm not sure if one of his teams was ABA at the time because it was in the middle of a switchover. I'll find out.
Okay.
Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Yeah, is it Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
No, he's still very much alive. Hi, BAB dead guy.
Is it Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
No, somebody else just said that too. He's still alive. Of course, you remember from Airplane, right? So you thought you had it.
Yep, I thought I had it.
All right, thanks. Hi, BAB dead guy.
Yeah, was it Elgin Baylor?
It was not Elgin Baylor.
Did he play for the Lakers?
At one point, yes. That's one of his four teams, no question.
Did he play for... Is he a champion?
Yes. I think twice. I'll have to double check that, but I think he had two championships. 955
two.
WBAB.
Two.
Yes, Casey Kasem, he had at least two. It's 7:08. Sunny in 88. More of your guesses and questions next for Dead Guy in the Envelope. Right now, Ted Ezra-Rhodes.
On the LI.
Roger and JP, Dead Guy in the Envelope here on BAB. You're a dead guy, black athlete coach. He's an American guy. You know him from the movies, not TV. And we will have a very misleading audio clue coming up next. It may help you out, though. It just might. Played four different teams and coached one other.
I ain't buying it.
Oh, the misleading audio clue can absolutely help you, even though it's misleading.
Okay.
We'll play it next. Right now, it's time for this quick VAB News update. Brought to you by Browns, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and here's Ted. VAB Double Shot Thursday. First one from Def Leppard. It's 7:18, Roger and JP. I've got the dead guy in the envelope, and I promised you a misleading audio clue. So here it is to help you with this guy who was a black athlete and coach, a basketball player, and he did coach, by the way, the ABA, but did not play in the ABA, JP. You would ask that. American guy, you know him from the movies, but not TV. He was an actor, and he was a two-time champion. Here is the misleading audio clue.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
And there it is. Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. How does that help you?
There's not one black guy in that movie.
955 WBAB. See if that helps you put it together if you don't have it already.
Did he coach Kansas in the ABA?
No. It was like San Diego or San Jose, something like that. He coached in the ABA. 955 WBAB. See if you get the dead guy next at Double Shot Thursday with Def Leppard. Sunny up to 88 today. It's going to be nice. All right, we have a lot of people on hold who think they know who the dead guy in the envelope is. This is the first guy who thinks he's got it. 955 WBAB, black athlete, coach, basketball player, American guy, known from the movies, not TV. Four different NBA franchises, coached in the ABA. Good morning, BAB. You think you got it? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Wilt Chamberlain.
It is Wilt Chamberlain. Good job. Very good. He was an athlete, of course, with four different NBA franchises. He coached for one in the rival, I think it was the ABA, and then he was Bombata in Conan the Destroyer, his famous role there, and he's in two Halls of Fame. I never knew that. He's in the Basketball Hall of Fame and the Volleyball Hall of Fame because he played professionally, was president, and invested in the league, and they put him in the Hall of Fame. Wilt Chamberlain died at 63 in 1999. You win, dead guy. Hold on, okay?
Thanks.
And he is going to Star Boxing Rockin' Fights 19, June 19th, next Friday, at the Paramount in Huntington, featuring Long Island's own WBC International Light Welterweight Champion, Cletus the Hebrew Hammer Seldon, one of our favorites.
I bet you Wilt's family wish he had that volleyball money back.
I bet you're right. By the way, all four teams he played with retired his number, and he was a Globetrotter. In his first year, he played for the Globetrotters 1 year before he went into the NBA. Pretty cool. Yeah, Wilt Chamberlain. And, of course, slept with over 20,000 women, according to his book. 7:25. Thanks for playing, dead guy.
It's good work.
It sure is. I don't know how you time. Right now, it's time for the roads.